be like, click here to end.
Warning. Or like cat lovers only, click here. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like a
skeleton. I think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
Now that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
There's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
Well, number one, it's Christmas Eve.
It is Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
If you practice Christmas, I should say.
I think most people practice Christmas.
Happy holidays. Well, no, I would say a lot of people don't practice Christmas.
Yeah, but I think you can practice Christmas without, like, you know, being religious. You know, that's my point.
Okay.
That's my point.
But I'm saying if you're, like, Jewish, you do not practice Christmas.
Yeah, no,
Muslim,
I'm not. Yeah,
or Hindu or Buddhist.
Yeah, there's lots of people that don't practice Christmas, which is why Santa's able to get around so fast. People are always like, how does Santa get to all the children? He doesn't go to all the children.
He pretty much goes to the Western world, basically. Like, you know,
it's real. If you think about it, it's not that long of a trip,
really. No, and a lot of it, I guess a lot of it is really just like back and forth across the North Pole. Like, isn't like you go across the Arctic or the North Pole, it's the shortest distance.
Yeah, I had a friend who went to Korea from Indiana, and they went across, like, they went, like, you would think that they would go, like, it just, in my mind, you'd think they'd head west.
Right.
Right? It's like, cross California, then, you know, Hawaii, bam, you're in. But instead, they headed, like, east and, like, around the North Pole.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, that's just the thing. It's like, it's the shortest distance.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's a globe, man. It's round. It's a circle.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, did you put out your... Did you make sure your step was covered in butter on Friday?
What?
Your step to your house.
No one told me this.
Well, I mean, I don't know what happens. I guess I didn't do it either.
But what happens?
Well, there's this like this is crazy. I don't know what you want to call it. Like, I don't think it's a goddess. It's some sort of like spirit that rides the Nordic tradition. Some spirit rides like this chariot of reindeer bones, and like you put the butter out in front of your house so she can get a good meal, so she doesn't like eat you and stuff.
So she eats the butter instead of
it's just, yeah, it's hearty. Yeah, it's fattening,
man.
Because for the solstice, that's what you do for, well, I think it's around the solstice time. Everything's around the solstice time,
right?
I didn't know if you had done that or not.
I did not do it. I didn't realize that I had to feed the goddess butter.
I don't think she's a goddess. I think she's just some sort of spirit. I don't know too much about her. I don't even know what her name was. I knew that you're supposed to put butter out.
Yeah. So. I mean, no, I did not do that. And nothing happened, so.
Well, then maybe you don't have to. So that's the thing. Like, it's like everybody figures you have to until someone doesn't and then nothing happens.
Right, and that's how myths are debunked.
Yeah. Right. You don't want to be the first person. Usually it's somebody who forgets to do it.
Right.
Right. You don't want to be the first person to actually do it on purpose.
Right. Because then what if something did happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know. So we're just getting ready for Santa Claus here and everything. And
you got any Christmas wish lists, like items that you're hoping for? This Christmas?
No, man. No, we say this every year, every single year. You and I both say, hey, you got any Christmas things you're with? And I always say no, because I don't really have anything that I want.
I mean, you got to want something.
No, this is the same conversation.
But this is the thing. I mean, you're so zen. You're such like in the zen mentality that you don't want anything in your life. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I mean, I just don't have anything that I desire so much that See, here's the thing. Like, usually if I want something, I just go out and buy it.
Yeah.
You know?
But like, I mean, there's got to be something out there that's like, instead of buying it, wouldn't it be nice if someone actually just gave it to me for free?
Yeah. I mean, everything would be like that. But what I'm saying is, like, I don't have anything that, I guess I just don't have anything that I'm really like. So, I mean, it's tough for Heidi. You know what I mean? Like, I'd say, hey, I don't need anything. I don't want anything.
Right.
And it's tough for her because she has to, like, find stuff. But, you know, I don't know.
I mean, but literally, she could just buy you stuff that you need and you'd be, like, you'd be excited about that, I guess.
Yeah, like t-shirts, like white t-shirts. Like, I wear white t-shirts under my dress shirt.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be a good Christmas present.
Toothpaste
would be good. I mean,
deodorant.
I'm running out of toothpaste. Yeah, deodorant, that's fine.
Toilet paper.
Yeah, we go to Costco, so we got tons.
Oh, you got that kind of.
I wouldn't need any.
Maybe birthday present.
Yeah, maybe for a birthday. Yeah, maybe for my birthday, toilet paper would be great.
Yeah,
my point is, like, I'm just saying, like anything that I get is going to be great because it's a gift, and I know it's coming from Heidi or whoever gives it to me. And they put some time and thought into it. That's the whole point.
You know what? I totally agree with that. Because a lot of times, Brie, other people I know are like, oh, I got to find the perfect gift. It's got to be like expensive or all this stuff. I'm like, no. It's like, hey, any gift is fine. I don't even care if like I don't like it. Like, oh, yeah, you thought of it and you thought I would like it. So that's... You know, you're thinking of me. That's nice.
That's the whole point.
That's the Christmas spirit, man.
It is the Christmas spirit. Heidi had said that she had not gotten this, but she had said that she was thinking about getting, and it didn't work out, some sort of like thing for your car. And it's got like it runs on a battery and you can jumpstart your car with it, or you can like, you know, like pump up your tires, or you can like, you know what I mean? It's the whole thing. You know, it's a whole package. And she's like, would you have liked that? I said, yeah, that'd been like useful, and I've been okay. And she's like, she was like, well, I'm glad I didn't get it for you. And I'm like, well, I would have used it. It would have been fine. Like, you were thinking that was something that I wanted, and that's something I would have used, and something I would have needed. That would have been a great gift. That's fine with me. And she's like, oh no, you just said it was fine. I was like, yeah, but it is fine. It's like, it's no big deal.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, that is fine. I mean,
it's you a could present. Give you me... thought of me. You were thinking in the process. Yeah. This, you thought this would be something that would be nice for me. I'd like. That's great. I would like it. It's no problem.
Right.
That's a gift. That's a present. That's fine with me.
And really, those are the presents that you. I mean, most of the times you get a gift or a present, it's. And that's what I'm thinking. I mean, it's not like there are things that people aren't going to get you that it would be really nice, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'd really like a motorcycle. Hey, I'd really like a new car.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'd really like a trip around the world. No one's going to get me that stuff.
Right.
Like, that's the kind of stuff. If you want to get me the greatest gift in the world, like, go over the top. But no one can do that because it's unreasonable. So just give me something like nice, man.
Yeah, that's. I mean, something you think because like I would. There's these climbing shoes, and now that I've messed up my ankle like for two times, like
right.
There's these climbing shoes that have they're a little more high top, and they're for like long traditional for trad climbing. You know, so your ankle's not.
I like tired. What you did just right there.
The trad climbing.
Like you started traditional, but then you're like, oh, I gotta play cool.
Yeah, well, I have to. That's why you use abbreviations to let other people know you're better than them.
But usually, I mean, usually you wouldn't use the first one and then change it. Usually you just go with the abbreviation.
I actually got nervous. Here's the thing. I actually got nervous that maybe trad climbing didn't mean traditional. So when I was saying traditional, then I was like, you know what? I meant trad, and I was going to, for the benefit of our listening audience, I was going to say traditional, and then I thought maybe trad climbing doesn't actually mean traditional, but I think it does, so that's why I went back.
You're just going to go for it anyway. I mean, no one's listening anyway.
Yeah, no one is listening. It's only you. So anyway, they're these high-top shoes, but these specific high-top shoes, they're just a little bit more high-top. They're built kind of like for – not only long routes, but they're also kind of like you can also do like bouldering on them. And I do mainly bouldering. It's what I primarily do. That's what I only do. And so I was like, well, these would be great because they're a little bit high, so I can wrap up my ankle a little bit more with them. And they'd be great. but they're expensive, right? They're like $160. And so I was like, I don't expect anybody to get these for me for Christmas. Right. But that would be, I mean, that would be something I need. So it's almost like because I need it, I don't expect to get anyone. You know what I mean? Like, it's not something that I expect anybody to get for Christmas.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, I don't know where I'm going with that, but I'm just saying.
I don't know. I'm just thinking
expensive. About it. I'd just get it myself, you know? What
the hell? I mean, you think back to Christmases when you were little and, like, you had this wish list of stuff.
Yeah.
But that's because you couldn't buy stuff anyway with your own money, right? I mean, you didn't have money, really.
Yeah.
The only way you got things is if your parents bought you something, right, or if some kind of crazy winter man came down your chimney and left you a bunch of presents.
Yeah, I mean, that's it, man. Yeah, so I get it. So presents for me, anything that anybody says, I saw this, I thought of you, here it is as a present, that's fine with me. That's great. That's the best present for me. You know what I mean? Not like, here's something, well, I don't know. I mean, any kind of present, anything I get tomorrow is going to be great because it's something that somebody gave me because they wanted to show their appreciation or wanted to celebrate or wanted to share the spirit of the Christmas spirit, whatever.
Right.
That's fine. That's what Christmas is all about, man. I don't care.
Yeah. Hey, that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
It's exactly right. So, I mean, I don't know. I got these things for the, we had to go shopping for our nephews. We have three nephews.
Right.
Well, we have more than three nephews, three older nephews, right? The other two nephews that we have are younger, and we get them. They're fine with like books and stuff. They're like really young, and so the nephews, they're in this age where it's like all they do is play computer games, right? What am I supposed to do? I'm not going to get them a computer game.
Why not?
I don't want to contribute to their computer game obsessions. Like all they do is so. So, I went out, I'm looking for stuff. And for Nick, the smallest one, the youngest one and smallest one, I found a whole bunch of like stuff that he likes, like tiny stuff, like tiny figures of stuff.
Yeah. Little figures. We used to like little figures.
Yeah. Little figures are great when you're young. They're like awesome. So I got him a whole bunch of like micro car things. And like, I got him a thing that goes like, you can do a loop de loop type thing. And I got him these like.
What does that mean? Loop de loop tip. What are you talking about?
You take the car. You can pull the car back. It's like a tiny car. You pull the car back. You let it go, and it goes in a loop. It goes on a track that has a loop in it.
Oh, okay.
Loop de loop. What the heck, man? You don't
know. Yeah, I know. I think I like that. I want one of those.
They're pretty cool and super cheap too. And so I got him a whole bunch of that kind of stuff. And then for the older kids, I was like, I don't know what to do. You know, I don't know what to get them. So, I got the one kid. Zach, he likes games, right? So I got him a game. And then Carter, what the heck did we get Carter? We got Carter in Indiana University, Hoosiers, like a shirt, because he's into basketball now.
Plays basketball.
So that we got him an Under Armour shirt that said, you know, Hoosiers on it. And so that would be cool. But then I'm thinking, like, you know, what kids want really is on Christmas, they want to open something that they can play with, like immediately. Yeah. You know what I mean? So they're like these, I don't know if you know this, because I don't know if you go shopping for kids stuff, but I was in the toy aisle, and they're like these little bug things, like they're like computer, they're like robot bugs.
I've seen them. I know what you're talking about.
And so I got the kid, and there's like these ones, they can like, they run into each other, and they crawl around, and they do all sorts of stuff. So I was like, and they were like, they're like $5 each, maybe even less. I think they were like $3 each. And so I was like, the kids can open that up on Christmas. They get their other stuff. They get, like, Zach gets his game.
Right.
You know, Carter gets his, like, T-shirt. You know, Nick will be fine because he gets all these tiny little cool things. But, like, the older kids don't want those tiny little cars and stuff. But this little bug thing will be cool. They'll be able to open up. They'll be able to play with it while everybody else is doing their thing.
Right. Because that's what you want as a kid. I mean, the grown-ups are going to be, like, talk.
Right.
That's the thing. Like, the grown-ups then have to open their presents.
Right.
And they get,
right,
like, boring stuff like shirts and stuff.
Socks.
It's like, what are you going to do while those people are opening their presents? You want to play with something.
You play with your bug thing.
Yeah,
that you just got.
That's perfect.
That's all. I mean, that's what I'm thinking the whole time. And Heidi, like, I brought it back, and Heidi's like, "What? What are these?" I'm like, "They're so that kids can play with something." She's like, all right, if you think they'll like it. I'm like, yeah, they'll be fine with it. I mean, it's not going to be a Christmas present that they're going to use for years and years.
It's not something they're going to cherish for the rest of their life. They're going to use it for about 2 hours on Christmas and then never touch it again.
That's all I'm asking for. That's all I want them to do.
That's perfect.
They each have a different one and they can play. So I'm like, okay. These are the things you have to think about, man. It's crazy. Ugh. You're going to have to be thinking about this stuff soon.
Well, I got a niece and nephew, but I just built them guitars, so that's fine.
Yeah, by the way, that's awesome.
They came out pretty good.
You haven't given them. When do you do your celebrash?
That is on Christmas. So Bree's mom and her brother are coming over to our house. We're going to have like pancakes and things like that. Mm-hmm. Do like grown-up presents. Right. And then in the afternoon, we'll go back over to Bree's mom's house, open up presents, and that's when the kids are gonna come and like be crazy.
Yeah, we do Christmas presents tonight. It's Christmas Eve today.
Christmas Eve, yeah.
Yeah, we do Christmas presents tonight, Heidi and I, and then tomorrow we'll get up, do our stockings, FaceTime with my parents, your parents as well.
Oh, and FaceTime! I should do. Yeah.
And then we'll go down to Heidi's parents' house and do the Christmas thing there with all the kids. That's usually a pretty good time. We'll do the appetizer thing. We won't have like a full blown meal. We'll just do like the appetizers throughout. We're like, that's pretty decent. It's actually not so great because all you do is eat the entire day.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes I like appetizers better than the meal. I don't mind just having appetizers.
Yeah. I mean, there'll be tons of food there too. That's the thing. Like, we're going to bring meatballs, you know, like fake meatballs. We're going to bring like veggie meatballs and like hummus. And then there'll be like, I mean, there's going to be everything there.
Yeah. I'm sure your stuff goes real fast.
People, first of all, the veggie, have you ever had a veggie meatball?
No.
It's basically the same. It tastes basically like the same thing. There's very little difference between a regular meatball. I mean, if you're talking like those giant, like really homemade meatballs,
right.
Yeah, there's a huge difference.
But like little party meatballs.
Yeah, yeah.
I just said meatballs, like I'm Italian or something.
I wasn't going to call you on it or anything, but there's very little difference. Once you get the sauce going and like whatever, it's just something you put in your mouth.
Right.
So, yeah, so they'll actually probably go. And the kids won't even know they're veggie meatballs.
No, they'll just eat anything.
Yeah.
Kids.
And hummus. Everybody likes the hummus, so that all go good.
I never got into hummus, to be honest.
Hummus is good. It's good. I was kind of iffy on the hummus, too, but, like, it's pretty good. If you get the right kind of hummus, it's good.
Yeah, but hummus and Christmas doesn't seem to go together.
Yeah, it's like peanut butter and chocolate, man. Of course they go together.
No, it doesn't go together at all.
You don't get Christmas in my hummus.
Yeah, don't get Christmas in my hummus. I don't want hummus in your Christmas. That's terrible.
No, it actually works out well. You get the red and green bell peppers you can put in the hummus.
Oh, a little festive. Well, okay. Now you make it a little festive, I guess.
Yeah, of course. What do you do? Use your fingers to eat the hummus? You got to put it on something.
Red and green. Who came up with red and green as Christmas colors? That's what I don't know.
I don't know. Probably the English. Mm. I mean, basically all their stuff is like English, like Christmas itself, right?
I don't know. I mean, Christmas is a Nordic holiday, right?
Yeah, well, the solstice. It all comes from the solstice.
I know it all comes from the solstice, but I mean...
That's like, Nordic stuff. Yeah, you're right. But it's also Anglo-Saxon. I mean, I think it's also, you know, I think it's also like British. British Isles.
Well, and keep the Christ in Christmas, man.
Yeah, I don't think red and green has anything to do with Christ.
Yeah, that's what Jesus' favorite colors.
Oh, well, now it makes sense. Right. I mean, why were we even debating this? If you knew that's what his favorite Christmas colors are, or his favorite colors are.
Yeah, it's his favorite colors, red and green.
Yeah.
He used to wear red and green all the time.
Yeah, green might be hard to get. Back in biblical times.
No, green?
People were wearing like brown.
Yeah, because it was you didn't dye it. You have to dye the fabric to make it red and or green.
You know what I heard, and you probably heard this too, like blue is the least, like, blue is like a color that like that people just don't wear, that people used to not wear, because blue was not a color that people identified as a color.
I did hear that.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, and then they talked about the ocean and the sky. They referred to it like as purple or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they just
weird, man.
Because blue is just.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, modern man has made up.
Hmm. Well.
But I like
Jesus.
Blue. Like
Jesus didn't like blue. He couldn't. No, he didn't even know what blue was.
Yeah, man. So.
Well, maybe Jesus. I mean, maybe Jesus knew what blue was. I mean.
Yeah. Don't speak for Jesus.
Yeah. I mean. Come he probably on, Jesus probably knew a lot of things that other people didn't know.
Are you going to go to a Christmas service tonight? Do you guys do that?
No, we don't do that.
No, all right, we don't do it either. I will say this: I always enjoyed going to the Christmas service, though. When we would go to Christmas service,
yeah, so did I. I mean, I like going. I like the part where they like turned out the lights and just had candles. That was kind of like nice and pagan.
This is what I've always told people about church. The reason why I like church so much is like you can go into church and no matter like what time of year it is, it's essentially the same thing. Like everything happens the same way.
Right.
It's very consistent. Like you do this, you do that, you do this, you stand for this, you sit down for this. But everything is always the same. And I like that going into and knowing exactly what you need to do. There's no questions.
No surprises.
Like, no surprises. Like you go in, you sit down.
Well, sometimes you'd be surprised at the baptism.
Okay, yeah, that's
sometimes
true.
It'd be a baptism surprise.
Throw things off.
Church just got a little longer.
Yeah, but I mean, besides that, you pretty much know what's going on. And the tradition, I like that. I like that part. Very consistent.
I mean, there's a nice tradition to it. I think that's what I liked about church too. Just tradition, something that you always did.
Yeah, and you knew what it was. You know what I mean? No surprises.
Plus, Christmas or the new Christmas Eve, you'd come home and we got to open presents. So
yeah, that's pretty decent too.
Yeah.
So you don't open presents on Christmas Eve?
Probably we have in the past.
Yeah.
But tomorrow everybody's coming over to open a present, so
yeah,
we'll just do it then.
See, Christmas Eve is when we open our presents, then stockings, like Santa stockings. Because Santa is only supposed to fill a stocking, man. Right? Yeah.
Santa fills stockings. That's it.
So he fills. Yeah, but I mean, not only does Santa fill a stocking, but like Santa nowadays also gives like gifts under the tree.
Right.
But traditionally, it's only stockings.
Right.
So
well, he expanded.
Yeah, well, not in our house. In our house, he only does the stockings.
I mean, the thing is, sometimes things are too big to fit in the stocking, really. You got to leave it somewhere.
That's true. I didn't think about that. Well, yeah, I have a pretty big stocking, though, for that exact reason.
My stocking is a bag.
What?
Just a bag.
You're kidding me.
No, it's a bag. Bree has this nice stocking that I made her.
Yeah.
But my stocking is literally a bag.
Like a plastic bag?
Well, no. It's a nice Christmas bag. But we have on the fireplace, we have my stocking that I made her that looks like a stocking, traditional stocking.
Right.
And then
did you knit it?
I didn't knit it. No. I sewed it. So technically,
you're quite
handy. You're right.
You are
quite a handy guy.
You're making guitars. You're making stockings. I mean, geez, oh Pete.
Yeah, you know, I can do stuff.
Yeah, I just bought my stocking, man. We have a stocking for Spencer, for Amber, and Heidi, and myself.
What does your stocking look like?
A traditional stocking. It's kind. It looks knit. Looks like a knit stocking.
See, yeah. I wish I can't knit. That's the only problem. So.
Heidi hates my stocking. She doesn't hate it, but she doesn't like it.
What do you mean?
She doesn't like the knit look. She likes the more
the fabric.
You know, the fabric look.
Yeah, that's what I made Brie. But I like the knit. Personally.
So do I. I can't. That's what I like. So.
I mean, it's a tradition. I mean, the holiday season is all about traditions, really.
It is. That's what's nice about it. It's a time of year where you can just like everything is, you know. There's some consistency.
Yeah, And like tradition, this is a traditionally bad Shotcast that we're end the season on. So, I guess that's the Shotcast for this week. I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
Hold fast.